Call the Rules Committee to order. Senator Uyghur?
We sent for him.
We did.
He's in finance. I believe he's on his way up. David.
Why we have this little break?
Yes.
Let's go get lunch.
How is everybody?
Well, you know, I've said it now. This is 11 years. I've only been in front of the Rules Committee once.
You're not a troublemaker.
Yeah, he's not a troublemaker.
Is a subject of floor action, a Rule 21 motion that brought the committee report from Finance on Senate File 453 down to the Rules Committee. Senator Peterson made that motion, so Senator Peterson, let's hear what your concerns are.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Senate File 453 in Finance yesterday was amended with a significant policy provision, provision that would delay the centerpiece of our teacher accountability system for a year. It's a provision that has statewide implications, has implications for every one of our public school districts, and it is absolutely a provision that should have been debated and vetted in the Committee on Policy, which is what where I believe the provision should have originated. More than that, members, the provision was never so much as mentioned in passing in terms of delaying the teacher evaluation system for a year. So it not only wasn't heard as a standalone issue, it was never really even discussed on the merits. Certainly there was discussion around teacher evaluation. That's the purview of the committee, but there was no discussion about delaying the evaluation system for a year. I think given the fact, again, that this is a policy provision that has statewide implications, that affects virtually every single teacher in the state, it should have been heard in the proper context. And I just as an example, I passed out the handout on the floor yesterday, which was a couple of, it was the one was the U.S. Department of Education's requirements for the NCLB waiver, and the other was the Minnesota Department of Education's own submission to the U.S. Department of Education, both of which state very clearly that in order for the state of Minnesota to be compliant with the NCLB waiver requirements, that We need to be started and fully implemented on the teacher evaluation system. That's just one example of why amending that provision in finance, I don't believe, was prudent, and I think goes against what is the traditional process in the Senate.
Any discussion, members? Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Peterson, on your last comment, to be compliant, when this timetable is interrupted, what would be the complications that could occur by not being compliant? Does the state of Minnesota fall out of some type of qualification for something else, or could you tell me a little bit more about the consequence if that occurs?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Senator Limmer, potentially the consequences if Secretary Duncan and the U.S. Department of Education deem our state out of compliance, we could lose somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million in federal funding. More than that, there is a significant local burden on school districts to re-implement the old standards of AYP and NCLB in their districts. The waiver is what has gotten our districts out of that requirement, and the old AYP proficiency standards, as well as all the reporting mechanisms that were included in the old ESEA authorization, would be subject to our local district. So along with the roughly $200 million in federal monies, there would be hundreds of millions of dollars in local burden to school districts, which again is something that we should at least have gotten testimony on from the Department of Education, not only the State Department, but the federal department as well. That's outside of the general merits of delaying it, which is a separate discussion. But
any other discussion? Senator Sieben moves adoption of the committee report. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no?
No.
The motion prevails.
Right again.
Quorum is present. I should indicate for the record, Rules Committee is adjourned.